Seeing my father's penis. My father stood and the black horn of himself slipped through the fly of his boxers in our Floridian hotel room. Flaccid, it looked like a mistake, gathered and external, accidental. He was oblivious, walking between the queen beds while my sister and I sat giggling in Disney pajamas. This part was not what I expected. Dark skin folded under vulnerable skin at the apex of his legs. At 8, my mind conjured a pink cartoon, the relic of an animated film I borrowed from my local library. The white woman kept my card stored in a small plastic box behind the children's desk. I loved watching their manicured hands, flicking through the cardstock dividers, fetching something only mine. The laminated card I'd signed with amateur skill birthed a new freedom, my young mind teeming with too many questions. I was ravenous for answers like a wolf pup seeking carrion. In the room with my father, I had too long to inspect his body. Understood him knowing would mean shame. Rosie and I hid under quilted covers, wordless and quaking with nervous laughter. We took turns peeking out from beneath our homemade fort, confirming it was still there, hanging in the air, an apology.